9 o'clock hour on the House Hour. We spend the hour talking about something on your home, castle, or cabin. This is a little bit different of a twist. It's about how you can make a living working on the house. There's plenty of opportunity and plenty of money to be made. Plenty of one of the things I always tell people is, you know, if you are going into a industry that requires a college degree, like a doctor or lawyer or something to that level, you know, working your way through the trades and using the trades to pay for your college is a great way to come out debt-free. It may take you a few extra years, but you also have an additional skill that you always have to fall back on. And you know, it's a great way to, you know, use your hands and use your mind to make a living.
I just have no idea what industry I could have got involved in where I got to know Fortune 100 CEOs, entertainers, global entertainers, professional athletes, school teachers, attorneys, doctors. And when you're in there remodeling their house, you get to know them and they get to know you. I've made a realm of friends that I can't imagine what business I could have gone into and been included in this circle.
This is one of those hot topics that you've hit in the last month or so that people are really, really interested in. And
I wanted
to hit on three homeowners in particular who have reached out. One was a caller last week, called in. He's made his living for the last 20 years as a professional chef in hotels all around the valley. He got laid off. And he was asking us, you know, is it too late for me to get involved in this industry? Is it too late for me to learn? Where do I even start? So what would you tell that?
Well, I would tell you, if you're interested in changing into the construction sciences right now, there is a vortex, there is a vacuum in that environment right now. So if you've got good communication skills, if you've got good work ethic, you're going to be sucked through the apprentice program so fast that it's not too late. Jump in. You'll get to journeyman wages quickly, just with the work ethic, the communication skills, the open mind. And it is construction science. It's more than just learning how to sink a 16-penny nail anymore.
And the thing about a chef is they have to have, well, the good chefs, of course.
Yeah.
The talented have a good work ethic.
Yes, they do.
And you have to when you're creating dishes and putting just the right amount of spice, right amount of... Even in the presentation, this is something I learned years ago at the governor's mansion in Louisiana. But the presentation of the food, to a T,
yeah,
got to have good skills in order to
make it taste better, chef.
Yeah, it does.
And when that look better, it tastes always better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I'm telling you that right now.
And somebody mentioned electrician a moment ago, and it just hit me. One of the radio calls to action that Fox Valley Electric is running is for electricians.
Oh,
I don't know if they would take someone without any skill. I'm sure there's probably a position for that.
I know they are specifically looking for a superintendent as well. But
yeah,
they're looking for anybody. But so are we.
You had mentioned the electricians. Start with Fox Valley, and if they're not looking for somebody without any experience, they would probably give you one of the better trade schools that they could go to that they would, you know, might pull from.
Yeah. Going on the other side of that homeowner, we have a parent reaching out saying that their high school senior wants to be an electrician. Where should they start? Where should they go to school?
Tell that person to hang on, because we're going to bring the registrar of contractors, the director of the registrars, in next hour. He's going to talk about where people can go to get these kind of educations. Can we try real quick and take the call that's on hold? We are a call-in show. We'd like to jump in and see what we can do to help Arizona homeowners. Tom calling from Mesa. Good morning.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, bud.
I have a bit of a problem here. I live in East Mesa, and I've got a gravel yard, and where the city water supply joins up to my house, to my water main, the ground is wet. So I suspect, I haven't dug it up yet, but I suspect I've got a leak at the union there. Does that qualify as a slab leak? Can any plumber fix that, or do I need to get a specialist to fix that?
Tommy, are you talking about out at the street by the water meter or up at where the water manifold enters your house?
Where the water enters my house.
I would start in Mesa. I would start with Isley's Day and Night, any one of the Rosie certified plumbers, and have them come out and take a look at it. They'll determine most of them have the ability to do a leak detection, and start there. A wet spot is definitely an indication of a leak. We got to find out where it is, how significant it is, and deal with it from there. Tom, we appreciate the call. Love it when Arizona homeowners call the show with problems, dilemmas, anxieties, and fears, because that's why we're here, to answer them, provide them with the right referral when needed, or to coach them through the repair themselves. That's all we do here at Rosie on the House. In this hour in particular, we're trying to entice any of you that may have been laid off from the hospitality industry to consider switching a career to construction services. We are starving in that industry for great people. And I can tell you, I've talked to several in the healthcare industry that have just had it. They're totally, completely exhausted and worn out, and they want to make a change. So regardless what industry you're in, if you'd like a great career opportunity, the construction sciences is in desperate need for help now, and it's only going to get worse, which increases the demand for your skills. And you know, when your skills are in increased demand, you know what that does to your wage? Only goes one direction: up. So we're here in the next half hour. We're going to bring the director of the Register of Contractors into the studio. Mr. Jeff Lee is here in studio. We're going to bring him in and talk about several avenues you might take. If you know somebody unemployed, call them, tell them, tune in. We got you a job. We got you a job.